Hello and welcome to another week of Social Media Headlines. I'm your host Jade Housted. Today's Monday the 19th of August and here are today's top news stories. Boris Johnson urges social media firms to block anti-vaccine messages. Facebook is removing its group's chat feature to limit spammers. What the ASA's recent ban on gender stereotypes in ads means for marketers. And facial recognition technology and UK epidemic, says Big Brother watchdog. Boris Johnson urges social media firms to block anti-vaccine messages, The Guardian. Johnson will call on social media companies to do more to stop anti-vaccination messages spreading online as he visits a hospital in the southwest of England. The Prime Minister will lay out his plans to halt the resurgence of measles in the UK after more than 230 cases were diagnosed in the first quarter of the year. He will not go so far as to give his backing to mandatory vaccinations, which is not being ruled out by Matt Hancock, the Health Secretary, but he will set plans for the UK to regain its lost measles-free status. NHS England will be asked to write to all GPs urging them to promote catch-up vaccinations for older children and for those who missed out on a second booster jab. Facebook is removing its group chats feature to limit spammers, Social Media Today. Facebook has announced that it is removing the group chat functionality that it launched in October last year, which was designed to facilitate more intimate discussion between group members separate from post comments. Facebook will remove the function as of August the 22nd. The reasons why Facebook has chosen to remove the option are not entirely clear, but it did provide this additional explanation of the update. On Friday, August 16th, the opinion to start a new chat in Facebook group will be no longer available. On Thursday, August 22nd, existing chats in Facebook groups will still be readable, but will no longer be able to chat further. Our team knows it is really valuable to communities on Facebook to be able to communicate in real time. That way, the chats in Facebook groups enabled. The current product infrastructure doesn't support chats in groups directly in the Facebook app, which can no longer support this feature. What the ASA's recent ban on gender stereotypes in ads means for marketers, DigiDay. A ban on harmful gender stereotypes in advertising in the UK has snagged its first offenders and put advertisers and their agencies on alert. 2 months after the ban came into force, both Volkswagen and Philadelphia brand have been charged by industry watchdog the Advertising Standards Authority with presenting gender stereotypes in a way that was likely to cause harm. Volkswagen perpetrated the idea that men were ineffective child carers, said the ASA, while Philadelphia reinforced the idea that men are more athletic than women. The Philadelphia ad was played for laughs, a common tactic in advertising where humour is often based on stereotypes to get across points in a very short space of time. But under the watchful eyes of the ASA regimes, being funny was besides the point. In fact, it took a hard-line approach to gender stereotypes that are subjective in both the ads. Just 3 people complained to the ASA after viewing the Volkswagen ad, whereas 128 people did for the Philadelphia ad. Some marketers and creatives believe the ASA's ban has gone too far. Dave Lawrence, managing partner at agency Brave, believes the ASA has taken a heavy-handed view of gender stereotypes that could stifle an industry crying out for bolder, braver marketing creativity. And facial recognition technology is an epidemic in UK, says Big Brother Watch, Sky News. MPs have said authorities should stop trials of facial recognition technology until a legal framework is set up. Facial recognition tech has been used in shopping centres, museums, conference centres around the UK, according to a civil liberties group. Big Brother Watch said the Meadowhall Shopping Centre in Sheffield has used the technology in a trial and has also been used at Liverpool's World Museum and Birmingham's Millennium Point Conference Centre. It comes after an investigation was launched this week into the use of the controversial technology at King's Cross in London. There is an epidemic of facial recognition in the UK, says Big Brother Watch boss Siki Carlo. She added, "We now know that millions of innocent people will have their faces scanned with surveillance without knowing about it, whether by police or private companies." As always, we only give you a snippet of the day's trending headlines, so please visit socialday.live to read the full reports. I'm your host, Jade Halstead, and thank you for listening.